RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from May 1947. The Angel of Death, the 141st adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Angel of Death. Chapter 1. Eagle's Claw. Though it was still afternoon, gray shadows seemed to fill the shop beyond the grimy plate glass window where the name J. Madigan Curios, in peeling gold leaf, attracted the attention of the tall, well-groomed young man who had just turned the corner. He stopped and looked in at the window display, chipped pieces of china, corroded pewter, dusty books in piles, musical instruments of all varieties. Richard Curtis Van Loan ran a discerning eye over the junk litter. His gaze shifted to a glass shelf. Wedged in between an iron inkstand and a colorful paperweight, Van Loan noticed a small snuff box. He stared at it for a minute or two. Finally, he opened the door and went into the place. As he shut the door, a bell jangled. Out of the shadows, a little man, gray as the half-light around him, appeared. He reminded Van Loan of a mole. There was something grubby about his worn clothes, his thinning hair and blinking eyes. Except that moles, Van reminded himself, couldn't blink.
"Yes, sir? Something you wish to look at?"
"Mind if I browse around?" Van Loan nodded toward counters, stacked high with the same sort of stuff that was in the window.
"Not at all. I'll turn on a light."
The little man sounded apologetic.
"It's always dark in here. I never could understand why."
Van could have told him that washing the window might help. But he didn't, and the mole-like little man pattered away. A minute later, a couple of dangling electric lights were turned on. Van Loan considered the miscellany on the counter nearest him, but his thoughts still centered on the snuff box. There was something about it that had intrigued him. He raised his glance. The little man hovered discreetly in the background.
"You're Mr. Madigan?"
"No, sir. My name's Blake. I work for Mr. Madigan."
"There's a snuff box in the window, on the shelf beside an inkstand. I'd like to look at it."
"Yes, sir. I'll get it for you."
Blake returned with what Van had asked for. He rubbed it on his shiny sleeve as if to remove tarnish that only a strong cleaning compound could effectually efface. He breathed on it, shaking his head.
"Pretty badly tarnished, but no harm's done to it, sir. A dash of polishing cream will make it shine like new."
He handed his customer the snuff box. Van weighed it speculatively in his hand. It was heavier than he had imagined. Heavy, his collector's instinct told him, with pure silver rather than an alloy. Van held it to the light. The black tarnish was like a veneer. He noticed how exquisitely it was made, its edges beveled, its face delicately etched with some medieval design. Then, as he turned it over in his fingers, his eyes suddenly narrowed. An eagle's claw, small and almost...